For some, natural gas pipelines are too close for comfort, near their homes. Is there a way to make them safer? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. First, a big new study links asthma with fracking in Pennsylvania. Researchers from Johns Hopkins University looked at over 35,000 health records of patients in the Geisinger Health System, which operates in north and central Pennsylvania. They compared asthma patients who lived close to fracking to those who lived farther away.
We found that patients living closer to more or bigger unconventional natural gas wells had higher risk for an asthma attack.
Lead author Sarah Rasmussen said this is the first study of its kind to use objective health data to study fracking's impact on breathing problems.
It's not that someone said that they went to the hospital or had an asthma attack. We know the date because it happened, because it's recorded in the Geisinger Clinic's electronic health record.
The study doesn't say how the asthma attacks were brought on, but the authors say air pollution, stress, and exposure to truck traffic near gas wells could have led to the attacks.
So they're all potential ways that unconventional natural gas development could affect asthma exacerbations. We hypothesize that stress and air pollution are the two most important of all of those pathways.
Rasmussen says the team's next step is to look for a cause in the asthma uptick in fracking country. The study was published in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine, and you can find a link to it at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. Federal officials are still investigating what caused a Westmoreland County pipeline to explode in April. The blast badly burned one man and destroyed his home. The federal government is proposing new rules to make pipelines safer. But as the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports, there are limits on what these new rules can do.
The current regulations require pipelines in densely populated areas to undergo the most stringent safety inspections. But the feds are proposing to add protections for suburban and less populated areas, too. Still, experts say there's only so much these new rules will be able to do.
You know, it's a very deliberate, incremental process.
Stacy Girard is former safety chief for the federal agency in charge of pipelines and now works as a consultant. She says any new rule must pass a cost-benefit analysis. That means if the projected cost of imposing the rule outweigh the benefits from, say, avoiding property damage, injuries, even deaths, the government can't pass it.
There's things that actions, improvements that the agency would like to make that if they can't come out with a positive analysis, it won't make it into the rule.
She says overall, pipelines have gotten safer, but passing new safety requirements is tough.
So there's no, you know, waving a magic wand and saying, okay, we're going to get this, all the improvements that we would like in this new rule. It's just not possible.
Complicating matters, most pipelines were built in places that once were rural and now are more developed. According to Girard, more than 12,000 schools in the U.S. are now within 1,000 feet of a major natural gas transmission line. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
And that's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple.